Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to podcast number 148. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing well. I think I'm going to need a double Bloody Mary this morning to get going after losing an hour, but besides that, I'm okay. My dog's all freaked out.
Oh, yeah. They're creatures of habit, as they say, and any change to their schedule puts them in a tailspin.
Yeah, I got him up earlier this morning, and he's like, yeah, I still got an hour to sleep here, man. I don't care what your digital clock says. I'm still in bed for another hour.
Right.
He wasn't having it. So you ready? You getting excited for your trip then?
Yeah. Down to 2 days and, you know, trying to get all the stuff done, the extra stuff done around the house before we head south. So hectic days, but that's good. It makes the time go by quicker.
Absolutely. So you want to get in a little news and then we'll cover your trip?
Sure. Let's see this week. I guess they're going to trial transportation between Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach for the new water park hopper option. You'll remember, Doug, we covered that a couple of weeks ago where they're going to offer a new feature on some of the tickets that you can park between water parks. So I guess they're going to offer buses that are solely dedicated to going from Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, I'm over here yelling that I want to get rid of park hoppers, and now they're adding park hoppers.
Yeah. I mean, again, I personally don't really partake in the water park, so this doesn't affect me, but I know a lot of folks really enjoy them, and this should be nice that you can get a bus directly to either or.
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, I'm sure when you're in your teens or early 20s, you head down there and you get you do everything at the one at Typhoon Lagoon, and you might want to head over to Blizzard Beach. I think it's a good, good little ad there. I don't know if it's worth the price, but, you know, again, paying for another park hopper, but it's another option you got. Another option for me on my Disney when I'm planning a trip for somebody to make sure I give them so I don't get yelled at when they get down there.
Right. You got to stay up on that stuff. It changes frequently, so yeah, just another thing to be aware of.
Yeah, waiting for that phone call. You did a wonderful job. Everything was great. But let me tell you one thing. We were at the Blizzard Beach. Somebody said that I could have gone over to Typhoon Lagoon, and I didn't know I could do that. Why didn't you tell me that? I am so, so sorry. I'm waiting for that phone call now.
I want to know who that voice was. Which customer of yours is that?
Never tell.
Hope it wasn't me.
No, wasn't you. I have a voice for you, but I won't do that.
All right, sticking with the water parks, one of those, the Sunglass Hut is going to open a new store at Blizzard Beach, and I believe that's the same company that's opened or will be opening up down at Disney Springs.
Okay.
So you can buy your $250 sunglasses and then lose them on one of the big slides or something, and you'll have to get more.
Or you do like I do and have a picture of it. It's right on the bench. I can still see it over there, right behind where the new Starbucks is. There's a bench, and I lost my glasses right between the bench and the Cadillac.
Right. They're probably in Brazil or something.
They're somewhere, but they're not on my face. That's all I can tell you. They were really Kenneth Cole glasses. They were very expensive.
Yeah, well, that's one of the risks you run when you have those expensive glasses. That's why I buy the $15 throwaways when I'm down there. So if I lose them or sit on them or break them or whatever, I'm not out $250. But
I hear you.
it is what it is. Let's see here. The Walt Disney World Monorail Express beam will be operating on a reduced schedule through to the summer of 2015. This says that on Tuesday and Wednesdays from 11:30 to 6 p.m., the express beam will be closed for maintenance. During that time, the resort and Epcot beams will continue to operate as normal. Watercraft, etc., buses will all be operating throughout the closures. So, more maintenance, and we've seen this over the past couple of years, which at various times of the day and or night, down some of the monorail track or some of the stops, if you will, for maintenance. So it's getting a little long in the tooth, and I guess it makes sense that they would need to do maintenance to the track and maybe the cars themselves. I don't know.
Yeah, they're constantly doing. You never know what happens. Is all of a sudden something could have been spotted on the track, and it ain't one of those things you can delay it till a later date. You just got to fix it. You got to set it up and do it.
Yep. It's one of those things. Let's see here. Oh, Aloha Isle and Sunshine. Yeah, easy for me to say.
Sunshine season.
Sunshine Tree Terrace is switching locations late next week. The two Adventureland snack kiosks will be changing locations. So that's kind of interesting.
Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, there
Somebody
was.
sitting there doing some research, thinking that this would be better there. I mean,
Well, let me elaborate on there. The move may be related to the reconfiguration of the Liberty Tree Tavern and the new restaurant being built in the Adventureland Veranda. The space currently occupied by Aloha Isle may be impacted by these changes. So you'll still be able to get your Dole Whips and all that, but they're just switching out locations. But it sounds like even this may be temporary. I thought we read a story a few weeks ago that the current what is it, Aloha Isle, where you get the Dole Whips right now, that was going to be closing, and that we're going to take over that space for part of the restaurant renovation. So, but it doesn't make sense if they're saying that the Sunshine Tree Terrace is going in there at least temporarily. So that's interesting.
Yeah, that's the home of the citrus swirl. You can't be losing that.
Yeah, I actually like the citrus swirl better than the Dole Whip myself, but that's just me.
Yeah, I like either one, as long as it ain't too hot out.
Yeah, we
No more
remember your
heart attacks
story.
for Doug.
Right.
Dennis would be feeding me Dole Whips on the hottest day. That's all I know.
No, I wouldn't do
Take another bite, Doug. You can do it.
that. Maybe some chili beer or something, but
Okay.
not a Dole Whip.
Okay.
Let's see. Disney has announced that a third track is coming to Toy Story Mania, and we've heard this rumor, I guess, for quite a while, but I guess Disney has officially announced it. So that's exciting for all those folks that enjoy that attraction and the long lines. Hopefully, this will reduce them lines somewhat and make Fast Pass Pluses more available.
Yeah, I think it'll definitely make FastPass Pluses more available. The lines will pre I still think the lines will be what the lines will be. The only thing might be is because of more FastPass Plus, less people might try to get in the normal line. But if you see anything under 20, 30 minutes for that, you're going to go to it. Because then you're going to think, why use my FastPass?
Yeah, if you can just walk on, and you're right, anything 30 minutes or less is pretty much not walk on, but I mean it's
It's
a
doable.
bearable
Yeah.
wait. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm happy about it because it needs it, and I know you could care less either way. I know you like the ride, but if that's one of those rides, if you don't go on it, you're not upset about it.
Right. I mean, yeah, I've done it many times, but I'd rather go for another spin on the great movie ride myself. But
I hear you. Hooray for Hollywood, buddy.
Exactly. In a similar story, again, we've heard rumblings about this, but Disney also confirmed that Soaring expansion and theater upgrades, a third theater and projection system upgrades are coming to Soaring in 2016. So, whether or not this means we get a new movie or a different movie remains to be seen. But
I would, if I was a betting man, I'd say there's a new movie going in there. I don't think they're going to want to do it twice. I mean, look how long it took them to do anything to Soarin' the first time.
Yeah, no. I mean, I hope we get a new movie, and I'd be shocked if we didn't as part of this. And what also is interesting, and I don't see it mentioned in the story, I guess the ride is not going to go down. In other words, they're going to do this third theater and still run the existing attraction, which is good because that's that's a lot of people's favorite attraction. And I would think if it had to go down for the construction of another theater, it would be a lengthy shutdown.
I think what's going to happen is just by everything I've read on it, they'll build the third theater, leave the original two open, and then once they're ready to open, they'll probably close the other two for a couple weeks. The whole thing will be down for a couple weeks to put the new screen and the new film into the existing part of the ride.
Yeah, it's an interesting strategy. I mean, it's difficult to manage those things and keep the workers safe and the guests away from the workers and all that stuff. And there's fire code and all kinds of stuff that has to happen and OSHA regulations while the construction's going on. So that'll be interesting to see how they pull that off and do construction and still have the guests using the facility.
Well, what I hope they do, Dan, is, and I think they're going to have to, something has to be done with how you get on that ride. I think they're going to make another entrance from the outside. I think they're going to do something because that ride is, there's too much. If they're going to have a third theater there, the congestion is already unbearable there next to the food area and everything else. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, that's an odd building to begin with. I mean, the way you kind of go in, and it's kind of, I liken it to a mall food court or something. That's what it kind of reminds me of. And it's got that upper deck there where you can walk around either way to get to the stairs or the escalator. But you're right, Doug. And then once you get downstairs, you're trying to get to the queue line for Soarin', and you're bumping into people carrying trays of food. And you're right. And you got Living with the Land. It is a very congested queue line to enter into.
Yeah, because I already think, because you have the Sunshine Seasons down there with the food and all. I mean, and I'm not being smart. Would you want to be eating there and having people like standing in line or crowds walking by? I think it's too much, don't you? That's
Yeah.
the only negative about eating there. And I love that place. I think the food is incredible there, but I don't go there a lot of times. It ain't worth the aggravation of trying to sit and be in that crowd.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because as much accolades as the Sunshine Seasons gets, and the food is very good, but you're right. It's always I get kind of nervous in there. It's hectic. You're trying to get your food. There's people trying to go to Soarin', and then you got the bathrooms too are over by that side, where the right to the left if you are entering Soarin'. So, you got people that are using the facilities there. It's a very hectic building, if you will. So I agree with you. Maybe they should have a dedicated queue line entrance to Soarin', so you don't have to go through the front doors of the building itself.
Yeah, because that restaurant also has more people not eating than any place on property, I think. Because people go there and they'll sit and wait their next 15 or 20 minutes for their fast pass time. There's always people meandering around down there.
Yeah, no, no doubt about it. It's a very confusing, hectic, building to begin with. So yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll see some improvements to that with this addition of a third theater, if you will.
I hope so, because the last time, like my wife and me, me and the two girls trying to get up and down the escalator because we went on Soarin' a couple times, and it was weird. It wasn't like when we were there, the crowds were crazy, but at that building, you would have thought that everybody and their brother from Florida was there that day. And we got right on with our Fast Passes. We had Fast Pass Plus both times, but it was just the point just getting to it and looking at 90-minute wait times. And I mean, and everybody's miserable around there. And it's like, and it's a building where you can totally get even it's huge building, but because of all those people, you can still get claustrophobic in there.
No, I totally agree. And one other observation I've had over the years, too, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but the air conditioning doesn't seem to be that good in the building. And I think a lot of it might have to do with what you just said with the mass of people that are in there. It always seems humid in there to me, even, when the AC is on. And I mean, you can notice it when you come from the outside, but once you're in there for a while, it just, I don't know, to me, it just never seems to be working as well as it should.
No, and I also would like to see some kind of improvement to just in plain darn hallways.
Yeah, that doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, I agree it would be nice to have something there, but it is kind of contemporary. It's just like concrete runways or whatever you want to call them. And I mean, for a few years they had those interactive screens. I think they're still there, but they're not running all the time, and they kind of, created a diversion, but.
Well, I would like to see something where maybe they put a few TVs or something in there and show you the possibilities of where you could go or something like that. I mean, have some. I wouldn't even mind advertisement of vacation areas or something just to take your mind off of staring at the walls.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt about it. It's a boring queue, that's for sure. And as long as those lines are, you tend to be staring at the wall or staring at the back of the head of the person in front of you. You're right. It can be a bit tedious.
Yeah, because that's an idea I had for the show we'll do when you get back from Florida, was the worst five Qs on property. We
Yeah,
can each
that.
come up with our list because that's definitely right there for number one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what was in there before Soren. Do you, Doug?
No, that was where Food Rocks and all was in that whole
Yeah,
area.
yeah.
They expanded it out, and so I mean that wasn't that good either, but.
Yeah, regardless of the attraction, but you would think, if you look at something like Toy Story Midway Mania or something, I mean, that queue line is awesome. There's all those references back to the games when you were a kid, and yeah, I mean, you can look around and always almost see something you never saw before or you never really focused on. I mean, it keeps your mind occupied, which, Soren is the exact opposite.
Exactly. It totally strikes up conversation. Like I was in there with me and my wife, we talk about things, and I'm in there with my godchildren, stuff like that. We're showing them things that we did when we're the ride goes by quick because you're all talking about what you did.
Exactly.
But Soren, you're like, oh yeah, that's a wall. I painted one time.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, I
so.
mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, they could have information about, California and, they could, whatever. You're right. Even if
Use it
it
to
was.
advertise the parks. Put Stacy's video up there.
There you
Must
go.
do's. I mean, do something. Give me something while I'm in. I mean, most of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, I do Fast Pass on that ride, and that's just because of the queue. And you know me, I came up with it's enjoy the queue. I want to enjoy the queue. I think it's part of the ride. But the point is that there, I try to avoid it at all costs. Don't you?
Oh, it's true. And even if you have FastPass Plus, you still end up waiting 5 or 10 minutes usually in that queue because, as you know, even as you can be 4 or 5 across in the queue early on in the queue, but then they funnel you down and you almost go single file once you get to the spot where you start going down the runway, if you will.
Yeah, how about put in a whole Epcot video maybe to show people what else they could do during the day? Because Epcot, again, is a lot of hidden gems. So maybe you have some TVs in there to just show you where you can go eat, what other rides are available, things in World Showcase, give park hour times, give wait times for other rides so you can at least make a plan. I know you have it on My Disney Experience, but it's kind of rude when you're with. I love my cell phone, I love everything about it. But when I'm there with me and my wife and my sister-in-law, we all have our iPhones. Last thing, the idea of being there is for us to talk and communicate. When everybody's head's in the phone all the time, don't it get annoying to you when you're with your family?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's pretty much it is what it is nowadays. I mean, early on when cell phones, when everybody started having them, I mean, you saw that picture of the family eating dinner and they're all, on their phone or they're texting each other and they're sitting right next to each other, which is kind of funny. But I agree with you. And the other thing too is, and I don't know if you've experienced this, once you get deeper and deeper into that queue, cell service is not very good, if at all. So you can't even do that at some points in the queue line.
Yeah, I'm a little lucky because I'm not given an advertisement for them because they kill me with their bill. But for Verizon, for some reason, I never lose a signal. I still get it
Never.
in there. Dennis, I bet you may. There's one place by us, I tell you, I think it's military, where they zap you. And it's literally, as soon as you drive through it, your phone goes off, and then 2 seconds later, you have three bars again.
Right, right.
But you do pay for the service. But it's like, I don't want my head in the phone. I really don't. I don't mind looking as we're walking out to say, oh, this is what we have, our itinerary, blah, blah, blah. But I want everybody involved in it. I don't want people texting, and we're there for each other.
Right.
You know, it just gets annoying. And did you hear that Disney signed, made a contract with the soccer team in Orlando now?
Yeah, I did, actually. That's pretty interesting. That, you know, and it's good. I assume they play at the Wide World of Sports, or at least they practice there, maybe.
Yeah, they have some. Yeah, they do a lot on that facility. I mean, they play at the Citrus Bowl in Florida.
Okay.
I mean, the opening game, you can't believe it, because we don't think of soccer as popular, but Disney is, like you've said in past shows, there's as many people come from other countries that come from America to see Disney World. And, you know, I mean, they got 60,000 people with the opening game already sold out. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, where you and I might prefer to go to a spring training baseball game or something, you know, there's millions of people around the world, like you said, that would prefer to see a soccer match or practice or whatever they do. So, yeah, it's all good. It's just another option you have when you're down there at Disney World. If you want to see a sporting event or whatever, whether it be baseball or basketball or, in this case, soccer.
Yeah, the more they can add, you know, I mean, them adding Orlando City, I mean, they have practiced there and played there the past couple of years, so it was a natural to come, you know, for this to work out.
Right.
But I think it's pretty cool that Disney now is totally associated with a soccer team. It's their first foray into sponsoring a team, like a major team that I know of.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, years ago, they, at one point, not that it was in Florida, but out in California, when Disney owned the
Anaheim Angels.
The Angels, and they also own the Mighty Ducks at one time, too, the hockey team. But I think they've sold both of those franchises, which really disappointed me. I kind of like Disney owning professional sports teams, because I'd always have them as my second favorite team besides the local teams I follow. I would always say, you know, if they're out of it or whatever, I'd go with the Disney team.
Yeah, especially with the Ducks. I like the Mighty Ducks. It was something I like that. I mean, the Anaheim Angels, I rooted for because I was happy for Disney, but the Mighty Ducks, for some reason, they hit home with me. I mean, I'm a Flyers fan. Sorry to say that, but lately,
poor guy.
Yes, I know. It's sad. I got a team that's still living in the 70s. They want to keep that Philly attitude where they're the toughest team in town, but they're not going to win games.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, Orlando City, they even sold out for this first game, 2,000 standing room only tickets. So you know it's pretty popular and people's going to stand the whole game.
Absolutely.
So is that it with your news, buddy?
Yeah, just one last thing I did want to mention, because we kind of went back and forth on this issue. The Storybook Circus rest in relaxation area in the Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom's Fantasyland has come to be this week as tables and chairs and other props are now in place in the yellow tent. And I'm looking at a picture here online, and it's pretty cool. They got, you know, chairs and benches and tables, and it kind of goes with the decor of the circus atmosphere, but there's seating areas, and that's pretty nice because they have that huge not the bakery, but they sell all the food items in the center there. You can get your, you know, your candy and cookies and all, you know, drinks and stuff like that. But there was really no place to sit. You had to kind of go outside and either sit on the wall or, you know, it was just, you would always be looking for a place to sit. So this is awesome that they put in this little rest and relaxation area, as they're calling it.
Upgrades, upgrades, upgrades. Speaking of that, did you see that the Little Mermaid reopened?
Yeah, I
there's
was
with some new scenes on there.
Yeah, I put them on notice that I was coming down on March 10th, and that needed to be up for our trip. So I'm glad that it opened or reopened.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's we talked about the audio animatronics before and how cutting edge they are, and I enjoy that attraction.
And then one other little thing is, not little thing, well, little thing to me and you, but not to everybody else. Details have been announced for the Galactic Gathering Star Wars ticketed merchandise events at Disney Hollywood Studios. So they're getting ready to kick off all the Star Wars stuff, guys, again.
Yeah, I mean, gee, and we almost lost Han Solo earlier in the week too.
Oh yeah. He has to stay out of planes, man. Enough is enough for you, Harrison.
Yeah, I mean, 73 years old. I give him credit. He's up there flying in a World War II vintage aircraft to boot. So I'm glad he made it out safely and
Absolutely.
all that. That would have been a tragic event if it would have went the other way. But it looks like he's going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go with the extra events then. Taking place Thursday, May 14, 2015, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Galactic Gathering. It's 200 tickets to the event is $250 per guest. Theme park admission now is not included, but required. Really? So if you don't have a season pass or a ticket for a low price of $350, you get into this.
Can you imagine having a family of four and dropping a grand on that?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking $1,400.
You said 250 a ticket, didn't you?
Yeah, 250 a ticket. But what I'm saying is, if you were just going for the day,
Oh,
an extra
okay.
bill apiece. Still, if I said if you didn't have a season pass
Got ya, got ya.
or weren't down there for the week, you just wanted to head over for this event for the
Right.
low price of 300. I'm sorry, $347.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I just dismiss it because Star Wars isn't my thing, but I guess if I don't know what we could say that it would be that if it was something we were really, really interested in, would we, pony up the money to do it? I don't know.
I mean, God bless them. I'm glad they do. I mean, it keeps our park running. You know what I'm saying? But you get a Rebel or an Empire, a Rebel or Empire retail magic band. You can choose a commemorative trading pin, exclusive to attendees. I hope so. Darth Maul Speed Pass, which gives you entry into Darth Maul for all 5 weekends,
Sweet.
exclusive to attendees. So you get to see Darth Maul 5 times.
Well, what it is that just gives you the right to get in the building so you can buy merchandise on top of what you already spent for the event.
Exactly. First opportunity to pre-purchase selected merchandise, personal Aurobish name tags, D-Tech phone cases, Dooney and Burke handbags. Like, you're going to have money for a Dooney and Burke handbag after you drop 15 or 1400. Galactic Gathering gift, Disney gifts, card, retail magic bands, limited edition pins, and Vinyl Nation. Uh-oh, Den, Vinyl Nation.
Not interested.
First opportunity to purchase new design of Star Wars themed Disney gift cards. Oh my God. Or goodness, I'm sorry. Han Solo and Spa popcorn buckets and popcorn. I'm sold, popcorn.
Yeah, maybe I'd buy popcorn, but again, Star Wars isn't my thing. But it makes sense to me. I mean, I think you mentioned it on last week's show, Doug. I mean, Disney purchased Star Wars, and they're gonna take advantage and turn it into a money-making machine, if you will. So whether we like it or not, we're going to see a lot more Star Wars stuff in the parks and attractions and weekends and special things like this. So I'm sure we'll be talking more and more about it, but I'm just not interested in it, but it's here to stay.
Like I said, I'm happy. Anything's I just as long as it don't affect the opening and closing of the park and you get kicked out early, I'm not upset with it. It just adds to it. People are over there, I can get on Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, and like I always say, if they're good attractions, it really doesn't matter what the theme is. I mean, I enjoy Star Tours. I mean, I've gone on it for years, and again, well, obviously it's Star Wars related, but I like the attraction, I like the ride vehicle, and I like the experience. But like I said, except for the main characters in the movie, I couldn't tell you what half of those characters' names are. Doesn't matter to me what they are. You know what I'm saying? You can still enjoy the attraction without having to like the franchise that it's about, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Exactly. And to preference, me and you both like Star Wars. We're not against it. Everybody who listens to this show knows it. We're not over the top with it.
Right.
It's just not our bread and butter. You know what I'm saying? It's good. We enjoy it. We'll partake in it here and there. I'll watch the movie if it's on. There's times I'm flipping through the channel and it's on, and I'll leave it on for a little bit. There's certain things I like about it. It's just I'm not gonna buy the whole box set and watch it over a weekend.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I'll watch The Big Bang Theory, who talks about Star Wars all the time, but
Right, right.
I'll buy the box set of that show, but I'm not buying Star Wars.
Everybody has their thing, and again, I totally agree. I'm not against it, or anybody
May the
that
force
does.
be with you guys. That's all we have to say.
Exactly, exactly. It's all good.
So that's about it for the news. Don't you agree, Dan?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Yeah, I added like three more things, so I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. We're going to keep the listeners informed of what's going on in the Disney universe.
So let's talk about what's going to be going on your trip. What are you excited about, Dan?
To be honest, just to get out of this
6 foot of snow?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really. I mean, secondary to going to Disney World, which is always awesome, and I'm very excited to be doing that. But just to get out of here, I mean, it's been really depressing, and work has been just crazy, and everybody's dealing with ice dams and problems and water coming into the buildings, and I've just been going crazy for about better part of 8 weeks now, and I'm just looking forward to getting down to Florida in some 80-degree weather. That's what I'm most looking forward to on this trip.
The only thing I can say to you is go and get rested up, because it's not going to get it's going to only be there's going to be a second wind of it. Once everything starts to melt, then a lot of the problems begin now up where you are.
Yeah, and that's what everybody's fearing up here. I mean, the rivers, streams, and all that stuff are going to be at flood stage at some point, because you're right, this stuff is going to melt at some point, and the frost line is so deep that it's not going to, be able to get into the ground and go away. So it's going to go in everybody's basement and who knows where. So you're right, we're probably not out of the misery yet. I'm sure come April, things are going to be pretty tough around here again.
Yeah, so you have to go recharge your battery so you can get back to it. Yay.
Hopefully I hit a scratch ticket or something and I can just stay down there in Florida and not come back. That would be good by me.
Well, you'll have roommates. I'll be telling you that much. So you're going over to, you set up a dinner at the B Hotel. You excited about that?
Yeah. I connected with Keith, the general manager down there, and we're going to go over actually on the first day we get there. So that'll be Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. And we're going to go over to the American Q and have dinner and hopefully get a tour of the facility and see all the beautiful things that we talked about on last week's show.
Yeah, I'm excited to do a post-trip interview with you about that.
Yeah, because, it's like anything else. As much as somebody tells you about something, until you see it and experience it, you never really know. So I'm very much looking forward to it. And they sent us some pictures over, and we put some up on our site on the travel page. If anybody's interested, you can go over there and see the infamous pickup truck that we talked about on the show and some of the pool area and stuff like that. But it looks like a beautiful a resort, and the restaurant just looks pretty unique. It's something nothing I've ever seen before. So it's very well, it seems to be very well themed, and for a non quote unquote Disney restaurant, it's themed awesomely. So I'm really looking forward to it, and if the food's good, which I'm sure it will be, it's going to be a win-win.
Yeah, like Keith said, the hotel's not a change. I mean, not a like a retrofit. They completely rebuilt the entire hotel. They refurbed the entire thing. It's a complete new establishment over there. There's nothing left the same.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's less than a year old, so the whole facility is brand new, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the different areas. And, I'm sure the vegetation maybe isn't quite, filled in yet, if you will. But I mean, I'm sure it's beautiful, and it'll get more beautiful as time goes on.
Absolutely. And another thing you must be excited about, you excited about being at Riverside?
Yeah, I am. We haven't stayed there in, boy, a couple years now. So I am excited to get back to Dixie Landings, as I like to call it, which from previous shows, if the listeners out there have listened to some of our older shows, I mean, that's the first resort that we ever stayed at, years ago. And no matter how many times we stay at Saratoga or the Boardwalk or any of the DVC resorts that we tend to stay at now, Dixie Landings / Port Orleans Riverside will always be home to us. So we're kind of going back home on this trip.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear what you think. You know me, that's where I was last. And do you remember what month it was you stayed in 97 the first time you went there?
It was probably the kids were small and they were in school, so I'm going to say it was probably during February vacation.
Okay, because ours was April. That's why I was curious. I didn't know if you went down at spring break because we were there April of 97. I was going to say, I wonder if we were both there and we didn't even know each other and walked by each other or were in the food court together.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been, and I'll do some research and check with the boss here afterwards, and I'll let you know because it was either February vacation or April vacation for sure, because I know we didn't pull the kids out of school, so it was one of those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe we did cross paths and we didn't know it.
Yeah, because remember the ice cream cake was there.
Yes, the first year,
The
that's
birthday
exactly
cake.
right.
Yeah, because my wife was all bummed. Not bummed out, she loved it, but she was bummed out that I didn't get the very first time I was there, I didn't get to see the castle the way it was. So for me, the castle was a big cake.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because that was so many years ago, but I was just so blown away by Disney in general
Yeah, me
because
too.
my first trip, not I really didn't want to go, or I didn't think I was going to like it, and I was kind of just going along for the ride, saying yeah, we'll do this and this will be done, this will be off the bucket list, and I was just totally blown away by the whole thing. That I don't care if the castle looked like a cake or what it looked like. I mean, it was just I was in shock, basically.
Yeah, they definitely need Disney World Anonymous because I was hooked the minute I walked through the gates. It was like I drank the Kool-Aid, I was in. The architecture, everything just blew me away. I could still, and when I've gotten in arguments with people about this because they don't believe they were there. Like I still can remember the Skyway going by the back of the birthday cake. You remember the old Skyway that was there, right? And I've gotten arguments with people that said they didn't have that because it's been so long since it's been down. And I'm like, no, the Skyway was there the first year I went there, and I remember that. And it just, like you said, it blew me away. I couldn't believe how beautiful everything was. I mean, just the checking in the hotels, it was like the very first like awesome place I've ever stayed at. I mean, not picking on some other places, but when you go in the themed hotels at Disney World, you feel like you're something special.
Yeah, and we've talked about this many, many times, but I'll say it again, and I believe it to this day. I mean, the thing that impressed me the most was the cast members. I mean, I had never been treated like that, and not that I stay in 5-star hotels all the time, and not that Dixie Landings is a 5-star hotel. That's
My
not what I'm
heart it is.
saying.
Don't say it's not. It's 10 stars to me.
Yeah, right. But you know what I mean. I mean, just to be, the way they talk to you and make you feel, important, and just that impressed me most about, Disney in general. And the saying goes that, it's the people that makes it, and it's true because it's just buildings and structures. And if it wasn't for the awesome cast members, it wouldn't have the same feeling. It'd be like going to Six Flags.
Yeah. No, it's just it I just love the place. What other ADRs do you have set up, buddy?
Let's see. So yeah, we're eating at American Q on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we're eating at Rose and Crown. We're meeting our good friend Bob from All in WDW and Mrs. All in WDW over there, and we're gonna have a nice dinner.
If you don't have bangers and mash, don't even come home.
I'm gonna have the bangers and mash. Don't worry, I won't
Yeah.
let you down.
Oh my God, the shepherd's pie just caught my eye. I just was in the mood for it. I could see it now. Or I wanted a Scottish egg. Or if you get the fish and chips, I'm going to give you what for. Because, they're battered and fried. You don't need to be eating them.
Oh, okay. No, well, I'll
They're
definitely
good,
get the
though.
bangers and mash. Yeah, exactly. All right, but anyways, yeah. So yeah, on Tuesday, we're gonna go over there, and earlier in the day we're at Epcot anyway, so we got what do you call it, Fast Pass pluses for Soarin' and a couple of other, I forget which attractions. I think we covered this on a previous show, but yeah, we'll spend the day in Epcot, probably partake a little bit in the Food and Garden Festival, and see what's up over there.
Yeah, so Tuesday you're going to be at the American Q. Then Wednesday, your first day in the parks, you're going to Epcot.
Yes, correct. I'm bringing up my Disney experience here, which I should have done before, but
Yeah, you're not prepared, but it's
I'm not a
okay.
professional. What am I doing here?
Then where are you headed to the Magic Kingdom on Wednesday or Thursday?
We're not going there till later in the trip, which is kind of weird for us because usually we have to hit the Magic Kingdom one of the first couple of days, but we're traveling with other people and different things went out, so it wasn't something that I totally controlled, if you will. So a little bit different touring this time than I'm accustomed to.
Yeah, you're used to being the brat that gets his own way.
No, I'm the one that plans schedules and keeps all the
you're like
the
me.
Cats in order from going every which way.
Face it, we're both the Disney junkies, and when we go there, we're the brats that get our own way most of the time.
Yeah, but
we plan everything, but there you go. There's your snobbish way of, we right. know what I'm doing. You don't know what I know, and I'm going where I go.
Right. Oh, actually, okay, I'm up here. I'm with it. So, yeah, on that Wednesday morning that we're going to Epcot and we're eating at the Rose and Crown that night, we have a breakfast ADR at the Captain's Grill. So we'll be going over to the Yacht Club for breakfast before heading to Epcot. So that'll be awesome.
Well, you need to take pictures and reviews on all the restaurants for us.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it will do that. I will do that. And I know I've covered this before, but I'll say it anyways. Captain's Grill, hidden gem, especially for breakfast. It's awesome. I know a lot of people, you know, they stress over Chef Mickey's or Cape May Cafe and these different popular, well, again, those are character breakfasts and Captain's Grill isn't, but I mean, for the quality of food and the buffet that they have there, and it's, I'm not going to say fairly easy to get an ADR, but it's not that difficult, and it's a little hidden gem, and I recommend the Captain's Grill to anybody that's thinking about a place for breakfast. And our friend Bob from All in WDW, he says that the, what was the dish that he said is the best on property? I forget what it was. It was a short rib, I think he mentioned, that he said he claims is it blows everything out of the water. And obviously he didn't get that for breakfast, so that's a lunch or a dinner entree.
Yeah, well, he kind of fell in love a little bit with my bangers and mash too. So
he did
like that a little bit. Where are you headed Thursday?
Let's see, Thursday night we're eating over at Raglan Road. We're eating with the whole family, so there'll be the six of us there, and looking forward to that. That's a place we've gone a couple of times now, and it never disappoints, so we're going to head over there. And
you're doing some serious United Kingdom eating in the first 3 days, so you can get your fish and chips over at the when you get to Raglan Road.
Yeah, I don't think I will, but
well, you got to let us know what you got.
Oh, I will. I'll take pictures and tweet them out and stuff. Then we take a couple of nights off. We don't have any scheduled ADRs. Not that we won't try to snag something, but we'll be eating, counter service or potentially at the food court over at the Dixie Landings, Port Orleans Riverside. Then our next ADR is our crown jewel of our trip, if you will. On Sunday night, we'll be eating at the California Grill. We have an 8:50 ADR, so we'll get there a little early, and hopefully we can get a window seat, or even if not, as long as we can see out, and hopefully we can enjoy a viewing of Wishes from the top floor of the Contemporary Resort.
Well, you're going to have to definitely do a review on that, because you haven't been there since the refurb, correct?
I have not, so this will be the first time in the new dining room and the slightly enhanced menu. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. To be quite honest, I've heard a lot of mixed reviews on it. A lot of people are not that happy with the menu or some of the food items. But again, to each its own, and people have different tastes. I think this is just my view, and it could be incorrect, but my feeling is I think where it's a, if you're on the dining plan, it's a two-credit restaurant, mm-hmm. and if you're paying out of pocket, it's quite expensive. There's no doubt about it. It's, one of the higher-end restaurants. Yeah. So the fact you're spending that much money, people have the attitude, this better blow me away, or I'm, going to be disappointed. And, I think people are a little hard on it for that reason, but that's just me.
Well, I just know on the rating system on allears.net how, they have the rating reviewers review it. It actually went down a point since the refurb. It used to be an 8.9, it went down to a 7.9. And I think a lot of it has to do with the same backlash that Le Cellier's getting. It's getting to the point where it's starting to get. People were saying, is it worth? Yeah, I mean, I know it's worth it to you because it has specialness, just like Le Cellier is always going to be worth it to both of us.
Right,
But for
right.
somebody that's never been there before, it's their first or second trip, and it don't have the memories and all that you have of it,
Right.
you might rate it a different way because of everything you had with your son there and all. It's going to always be worth it to you.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, Doug, and maybe you'll agree with me, maybe you will not, but I mean, if a cut of steak is good and it's a good cut of steak and it's cooked properly, I mean, how much better can it get? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, unless somebody burns it or, undercooks it if you don't like rare steak, at what point is, well, $50 isn't enough. It's got to be $60 or $75 or 80. Where do you stop? I mean, at some point, it only can be as good as it can be, right?
Exactly. It gets to the point where it's at, you're outpricing yourself. But my point of it is it has to also do with not just the steak, what the sides are, what comes with it. I mean, the potatoes or whatever you're serving with it, it better be one of the best things you've ever had when you start getting it at $60, $70 range. You know what I'm saying? At 50,
Yeah.
60, 70 bucks, it's crazy.
Right. And that's just it. I mean, as the saying goes, water will seek its own level. I mean, if it gets to the point where it's too expensive and the food is not, blow you out of the water good, I would think the ADRs will start, dropping off. However, there's a segment of this society, I guess, that not that it's anybody I know, that money is no object. It's more of a status thing. I mean, they may, they're staying at the Grand Floridian, not to pick on anyone that stays there, but if they're spending $700, $800, $900, $1,200 a night to stay at the Grand Floridian, dropping $700 on a dinner at the California Grill is nothing to them. They don't consider the money. So you always going to have that clientele that will go there just because it is what it is, regardless of
It's a
how.
status. It's a status symbol.
Exactly,
Like
exactly.
for me, like I love flounder. I love tilapia flounder. I love everything. But they have an Atlantic flounder on the menu, and it looks absolutely incredible. But it's $42 for a piece of flounder.
Right. Right.
I mean,
Flounder is flounder is flounder. I mean, they can put a little spice on it. They can put some butter over it. They can put some breadcrumbs. I mean, what can they do to it to make it worth $42?
I mean, it has a crab and citrus salad in it and all, and it looks incredible, and I would love to
Right.
try it, but I don't know if I want to pay $42 for a piece of flounder. I mean,
Right. No, you're.
I can go to my local fishmonger and get a piece of flounder for $3.
I guess a discussion about the California Grill or Gico or any of those high-end restaurants. I mean, if the discussion comes down to is it a good value for your dollar, the answer probably will always be no. There's other things, and you hit on them first, Doug, that you have an emotional connection to the restaurant, or there are other reasons why you go there other than gee, that's a good value for flounder. Gee, I'm getting that. Of course not. That's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what flounder is a pound, but it's a pretty relatively cheap fish, if you will.
Exactly. Like I said, I get a piece for like $3. I just got a
Right.
salmon for four yesterday because that's what we made last night. And my point is, it's a beautiful place. It's one of those things where you go once every blue moon if you live down there for special occasion. Like we have a place locally called the Franklinville Inn. The food is incredible there, but the point of it is, it's like an extra $10 to $15 per meal. But when you go there, there's a certain way you get treated that I don't get treated at the Red Lobster.
Right.
You follow me. The difference at Disney, at any of their restaurants, you get pretty much treated the same way you get treated at the California Grill. Am I wrong about that?
No, generally speaking, that's accurate. And it is the allure of being on the top floor of they make it special. I mean, you have to have an ADR and you got to kind of show an ID before you can even get on the elevator to get up to the you just can't walk in the restaurant and
No.
check it out, which again, it makes it kind of it's an exclusive thing, if you will, and it makes you feel a little special. It's kind of like Club 33 out in California, in the at Disneyland, I should say. The when you go
The
in the
allure of
lobby
it.
down there, yeah, exactly. It kind of make me there's this mystique about it, and ooh, gee, someday we can do that or go there or eat there, So that's part of it too.
No, it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful restaurant, but you get what my gist was. It's like when you go to a special restaurant locally, because there's not many places you get treated like you get treated at Disney World. So, I mean, if you go to a sit-down dining at any restaurant on property, you're getting treated special. It's a special experience, like because if you're eating at Japan, you're getting served by or Canada from the people from that country. So it makes it special as it is. The restaurants are beautiful. They're clean. They're all one of a kind. Where
Right.
when you go locally, I go to Bonefish or Red Lobster and all. I love the restaurants, but most of those wait staff are designed to get you in and out. They're not there to entertain you.
Right. Right. And again, not that they're there to entertain you with the California Grill either,
but
they're
there's
working
a.
yeah, but they're also working hard for a substantial tip because, 20% of a $700 bill is a heck of a lot more than 20% of a, $43 bill.
Exactly. But the point is, what I'm saying is the staff at the California Grill has this crest about them. It's this, their upper crest. They're, the way they treat you is special. It's like it's a special experience there. If you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
the way they
yeah.
talk to you, they treat you. It's you feel like you're special for a night.
Exactly. And I agree with you, Doug. This isn't a restaurant we do every trip. This has probably been a couple of years since we've been. It has to be because it's the renovation or the refurb, if you will, has been well over a year. So, yeah, it's probably 2-3 years since we've been here. So, it's about time to go. And we certainly were going back in the fall to Disney World, not to the California Grill. And, we have no intention of eating there, and I don't think we will.
Yeah, I tried to get you over to Geico on this trip, and I couldn't do it.
Well, I'll think of, not think about. I'll probably do that in the fall for our big, our big dinner out, if you will.
Yeah. Well, so do you have any other ADRs?
Yeah, the last one we have is Trattoria El Forno, which is the new Italian restaurant on the boardwalk. I'm really looking forward to this. Again, same thing as the California Grill. I've heard a lot of negative press about this restaurant. A couple people that I trust in the Disney community have said that, it was good, but it really wasn't up to par for what they expected. So I'm going to give it a shot still. I considered nixing it from the from the ADRs, but I said, how can you not go somewhere or form an opinion on something if you've never gone? So I'm going to give it a shot.
No, well, you got to give it a shot because it's just like Bob yesterday with the pork slider.
Oh, he had him dead and buried before.
Yeah, and then he had to go back and try it again because it won the last 2 years, and now he's all doing hooray for the pork slider.
Right.
You know?
But remember, we even talked about on the show, remember we talked about giving something a couple of chances and don't form an opinion on your first blush or something? And he went out and posted the pork slider and the smokehouse should be burnt down to the ground.
Exactly. He overreacted. And it was just like we said. When he got there, it could have not been fresh. It could have just sat there for an extra 15. It don't take pork long to sit. There's a point where it goes downhill.
Right.
And same thing with a roll.
Bob and Mary, I know you're listening. We mean it with the utmost love and respect. We're just teasing.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Bob, you went over the top with your pork slider. Now he loves it. Now it's in contention again.
Right, right. Well, it'll be interesting to see if it makes it into his, the top three or whatever. But that was kind of funny because, again, when he was texting and tweeting and putting out his post on All in WDW, I was very disappointed because we had talked up the smokehouse so much on a previous show. And then I said, oh, boy, this festival's not going to be that great. And then I was happy to see later in the day he tried it again. And like you said, it was happy days again. He was happy with the pulled pork slider. So everything's good.
Well, I guarantee you the 2 days you have off, you're going to be over roaming around Epcot.
Oh, I know I will be. Even if I go alone, if, the girls want to hang by the pool or maybe go to the spa or whatever they're going to do, I can surely see myself heading over to the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, I just don't see you sitting by the pool for 2 days, Dan. I don't see that happening.
No, I'm not a pool guy, water guy. I just, to me...
I'm dive in, get refreshed, get out,
right.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I don't mind, when it's hot down there, going for a dip and cooling off or something, but I'm not one to just sit out there and read a book or something like that. I mean, what I feel guilty like everything else when I'm at Disney. I feel like I should be doing something, especially when I have an annual pass in my pocket. It's like, you could sit, well, not this time of year, but in the summer, you can do this back home. I want to do something that I can't do when I'm back home.
Yeah, you just feel like you got to. And I feel bad for the girls because my wife could chill a lot longer, and I bet yours can too.
Yeah, well, the good thing is we're going down with a group of people, so when it's just my wife and I got to kind of, do
Be
some things
fair.
she, yeah,
Yeah.
do some things she wants to do, some things I want to do. But when there's multiple people, it makes it better that if, a couple of the group want to do one thing and a couple want to do another, everyone can be happy and nobody has to, do what the other one doesn't want to do.
Well, I'll be honest, when we're there, I'm not selfish. It's just because she allows me to get away with it. When it's
Right.
me and Brenda, it's kind of like it's 80-20. And I love her for it because she knows how much I love the place, and she knows she's the reason why I got addicted to it.
Right.
But she just goes with the flow. She's just happy to be there. I mean, she loves it as much as I do, but
Right.
she's not as passionate. Like, if she has to sit on a bench at Epcot for 3, she's fine with it. Whatever we're doing, she's just chilling. Now, every once in a while, she'll get tired and say, "Yo, I want to, enough is enough."
Right.
But wherever I decide, I usually set up the. I talk to her about all the ADRs, but I plan how we're going to tour it, how we're going to do it, and she's pretty much on board. And a lot of times she'll say something like, "Let's go back to Epcot tonight" or whatever, and I'm on board for that. As long as she wants to go back to a park, I'm happy. Don't matter
Right.
which one.
No, it's true. And everyone hits their wall when they're there. Even, even adults, you want to have fun. And, I know people have tweeted this out, that have those Fitbits and stuff like that. I mean, whether you're in shape or not or whatever, it really doesn't matter. I mean, people walk 13 to 15 miles a day on average in Disney World, just going, just doing normal touring or whatever. And, most people, don't walk 15 miles in a month when they're back home. So, I mean, it does, take a toll on you physically if you're, hitting it hard each and every day, going to the parks, going downtown, walking here, walking there. I mean, it kind of grates on you after a while.
Yeah, I mean, me and my wife both are pretty lucky. Touch on wood, we're in decent shape. We're on our feet all day, both of us. So it kind of doesn't get there, but to her, once in a while, she just wants to go back and chill. They earn her vacation. Where me, it's always like go, 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 go. And I'm not like, it's weird. Like, I'm not like running from attraction to attraction. I just want to be at the park.
Yeah, no, I like I said, I mean, if I'm at the resort or whatever, I mean, and we've even done this when it's raining, and this is always a big one. I mean, we've had vacations, knock on wood, this isn't one of them, but I've had some rainouts. I've been at vacations where it's rained, 5 out of the 7 days, and when I mean say rain, not the Florida afternoon shower rain, I'm talking
All
it's
day
raining
long.
like you're in the shower for all day long. And again, you're sitting in the room and you're saying, but you got to push forward. I mean, your week is going to happen, and whether it's raining or not, and you've spent all this money and you've waited all this time to go, so out we go. And I've been in the Magic Kingdom when cast members were literally squeegeeing water down Main Street to push it to the drains and stuff like that. And back in Adventureland, I mean, it rained so hard that the roadways or pathways or whatever you want to call them were flooded. But there we were with our raincoats and umbrellas. And I remember standing in Pirates one day, and nobody would go out in from when you go through the store when you get off the attraction there.
Yeah.
The whole store was plugged up because people just wouldn't go outside. It was raining that hard.
I've
It
been
was
there.
unbelievable.
I've been there, dude. I was the year we took my dad. We had a few days like that. It wasn't the entire week, but it was like 3 days at a trip that were like, every time the sun would come out for a second, you'd think it was going to stop, and then the second wave would come. And it's like,
Yeah.
we walked our way around Epcot. It was one of the few times we drank our way around Epcot, actually, me and my wife, because you would go from you go from like one country to the next, and then you'd be standing there for a half hour waiting for the
Right.
rain to slow down enough to go to the next one.
You've never seen so many of the inside of those stores as you do when it's raining like that. You know, you're in Germany or you're looking at
Oh,
the cuckoo
they're
clock.
jumping up
So,
and down. I swear the dancers are out there dancing just because everybody's filling the stores.
right. That's pretty funny. But yeah, but like I said, you got to make the best of it, whatever it is. And you know, if it's only going to be one day of rain or maybe, you know, a half a day or whatever, you know, you can justify maybe hanging back at the resort or, you know, shopping in the store or something like that. But if it's going to be multiple days, you just got to go out and battle the elements.
Well, I'm anxious to see the 7,000 picture of Riverside when you get there. Because I know I have 20 of whatever you take, but I can't
Yep.
wait. It's something about the freshest one. I'm like, is that blade of grass or is that flower a little bigger than the last time I took it?
Right. Just like everybody takes that picture of going under the archway when they get on Disney property, I will take one of the overhang there of Riverside when you pull into the resort there. So you can add this 21st picture to your 20th, your
Absolutely.
20.
Absolutely, dude. I can't even count how many pictures I have at the old mill.
Oh yeah, it's crazy, and
The
you
water
know.
wheel, I can draw it with my eyes closed. As many pictures have I taken of that?
And you know it's awesome too, and I know you have pictures of this, but the two water tanks there that
Oh,
are,
absolutely.
you know, I have older pictures that say Dixie Landings. They now say Port Orleans, or Port on one and Orleans on the other, which it used to say Dixie on one and Landings on the other. So that's interesting too.
I have all them, Dan, and I love every one of them. I'll go through my photo albums and bring back each trip because each trip is, you know, unique. There's a memory from everyone at that resort because it's great. Like I tell everybody how I picked the furthest part away, and it's great when I'm walking back and forth. I'll pass the different buildings because I think we've stayed at almost every building.
Right. Well, when
And
I
yeah,
yeah, not
sorry.
bad.
But when I walk by, I'll remember this trip. I'll remember this one with my dad, this one with her sister, this one with mom. We were here at Christmas at this building. It's just really cool to remember all the different trips when you're walking. It's like memory lane every time I walk back and forth through that resort.
Right. Well, when I check in, I'm going to say, give me the Doug Davis view, and hopefully they'll put me looking at one of the parking lots out back.
Yeah, well, that's good for me.
I know.
I've been at every one of them back there. I
I
mean,
know.
we've had multiple water views. I've had parking lot views. I've had garden views. To me, they're all the same. There's not a bad view at that resort. I don't think it's worth. I mean, yes, we stayed. The very first time we stayed there was. I think they did it to get me addicted to the place.
Right.
I had literally the water view directly across from Old Man. I mean, directly across to the main building. I was right there as soon as you walked out by the marina. We were the building directly across where you see that beautiful lawn there.
Yep.
You go up a couple steps, the gazebo's off to the right. We were right there, Dad. It was like we walked up those steps. Me and my wife were in our mid-20s. And we were like, we couldn't believe what we were walking. It was like Gone with the Wind to us.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I wonder if Disney does do that, and they look at their booked, you know, reservations to see for first timers. And I wonder if they do try to give them a preferred view or one of the better views, regardless of where they're staying, for just that reason, to make it so special. So they're not only getting you for this trip, but hopefully for 50 trips going forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that was the trip that we stayed at Caribbean Beach the rest of the week, and we got there today early. And we went over there because Caribbean Beach didn't have a single room available. You can imagine, Caribbean Beach didn't have a room available, and Riverside did.
Wow.
Now that's going back in time. And I think what happened was is when we watched the video, the very first Disney video, Caribbean Beach was more appealing to us because we were young. You were thinking about the Caribbean, you know, laying down.
Right.
You know, it's that whole deal. But
Right.
when you experience both resorts, I love Caribbean Beach, and if I had to stay there for every trip from here on out, I'd be a happy man. It wouldn't bother me. But Riverside, as soon as we stepped on that property, because they said we didn't have a room available, go over, we have a room here. As soon as we went on that property, it was like it was home to us. It was like it blew us away. And then we went over to, it's sad because we love Caribbean Beach, we loved everything about it when we stayed there. But the whole week, we were wishing we stayed the rest of the week at Riverside.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we had a similar experience. I mean, we just fell in love with it, and just everything about it. And you know, I'm from New England up north, and you know, I like the South, don't get me wrong, but I mean, you know, if you were to tell me I'd like a place like that, looking at it on in a video or in a you know, they used to have those AAA books where they'd show all the resorts, I mean, I'd say I mean, I don't want to stay there, that looks boring or whatever, but it's anything but boring. It's awesome. And you know, we've talked about the horse and carriage ride and the hair braiding and all the activity around the restaurant and out there by the, you know, the water's edge. It's just a really beautiful, nice place to stay. It's awesome.
Well, I'm looking forward to your trip report. I will live vicariously through you like you did for me when I was taking the pictures of the pool and tweeting them directly to you. And you
right.
You were jealous. I can't wait to be jealous and crying this week when you're down there, because I will be crying.
Well, thank you.
Wait to get back.
We'll have fun, and we'll have some more content for the show, hopefully, when we get back. We got some things working and maybe some different ways to get some information, I guess, from the park. So we won't spoil it, but hopefully we'll have some new stuff for you guys out there in the coming weeks.
Well, have a great trip, buddy. I can't wait to talk to you when you get back. And don't forget, guys, please go over to iTunes and give us a review. We've had some really nice reviews, and we really appreciate them. I mean, and you know, Dennis, did you read some of them? Weren't they nice?
Yeah, we've been getting quite a few reviews, and we do appreciate each and every one. I mean, you know, I know personally it's difficult to do, because it, for whatever reason, iTunes doesn't make it easy, and you got to kind of click through and go on to the, not just a singular show that you may be listening to, but you got to kind of, you know, like when you buy songs on iTunes, you got to kind of go back to the main page and then click through, and it takes a little bit of work. So those that have left reviews, we really, really appreciate it. It makes us feel good, and makes it, lets us know that you're out there listening and enjoying the show. So thank you to everybody that's left one, and if you haven't, if you could, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate it.
And we'd also like to say special thanks to Kate Schumer, and who left us a wonderful, she sent us a wonderful email and gave us a wonderful review. And we want to say that you are in our thoughts and prayers. And this, we'll dedicate this silly little show today to your grandmother. And we hope all is well with you and your family.
Yes, I second that. And that was a very nice email that Kate sent us. And very, very heartfelt. And it was very moving. So thank you, Kate. And glad you liked the show, and we could give you a respite from life's troubles, if you will.
Yeah, it was really touching us, Kate. It was beautiful, and thank you again. And please, guys, just check us out. Go over to our website, and we really appreciate everything, and we're glad. We love talking to you guys every week. We appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week, Dan.
All right, Doug. I'm out of here. I'm heading south.
You enjoy. Have a safe flight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.